France faces an uncertain future as the Macron dream falters. Following a three-month pandemic delay, French voters went to the polls on June 20th for the first round of local elections, which will fill the seats of assemblies in France's 13 regions and 96 departments. There will be a second round of voting on June 27th, but the electorate has already sent some clear messages. President Emmanuel Macron's party, the LREM, has little local support. Main opposition leader Marine Le Pen and her right-wing National Rally Party are not expanding their base, and a record number of eligible French voters can't be bothered to vote. 4 years ago, the French electorate cast a ballot for change. In presidential voting, the traditional center-right finished in third place behind Le Pen and her far-right party. The traditional center-left socialist finished in fifth place behind the Communist Party. The winner was Macron, a man who had never before run for office at the head of a party he had created from scratch little more than a year earlier. Macron's party won an astounding 308 of 577 seats in the Assemblée Nationale, France's powerful lower house of parliament. Once in office, the goal of any change candidate is to convince voters that he or she has made life better and the country stronger so that future elections will reject more change in favor of a new status quo. But on June 20th, Macron's LREM won just 11% of the vote, on par with the Green Party and the Socialists. That's less of a shock than you might think. Incumbent parties rarely fare well in France's local elections, and LREM didn't exist in 2015, the last time they were held. But there is nothing in these numbers to boost Macron's confidence as he heads into a bitter re-election fight next year. His best hope for now is that a swooning economy, pandemic lockdown fatigue, and an initially slow vaccine rollout will give way to renewal by the year's end.